shores of El Pacifico. Bill Henry.
Yeah, it's the world famous Phil Henry Show on a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, so it doesn't matter what time it is, where you is, we is with you. And, right, bud?
Yeah.
I saw you starting to say something. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhenryshow.com. We've got Phil TV and HD cranked up. You can watch us. You can listen to us. You can, I think we're the old Smell-O-Vision thing, man. We're always working on that. And don't forget that on Sunday night on Fox Television, the debut of Napoleon Dynamite, co-starring or featuring or understarring or sub-starring or however they say that stuff, you know.
Were you in the credits?
Yes, I'm in the credits. It's Napoleon Dynamite. It starts at 8:30, and there'll be another show at 9:30 following NFL football on Fox on the East Coast. It'll be immediately following that. And the word is that John Heder and Ephraim Ramirez, two of the cast members, are going to be appearing, I think, at some point during the Green Bay game, maybe, you know, interviewed by Joe Buck and the guys. So that ought to be a guess. And what else is happening? Well, a lot of stuff. You visit our website and get a backstage pass, you'll see what's happening. And there's a lot going on over there. Join us for our video cast and our podcast each day. Lots of news tonight. And some of it is very compelling and, I suppose, a very noteworthy. Nothing overly, I would say, there's no emergency. We did deal very, very, I think we dealt very well last night with the Marine Corps situation in Afghanistan. Tonight we're going to change directions a little bit. We do have Doug Danger standing by. He is an entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, and we're going to talk with him this evening about the Golden Globes that are going to be coming up here on Sunday night. Ricky Gervais will be hosting again, and we would just like to say, you know, on behalf of the Phil Henry Show, we're very happy to see Ricky Gervais hosting. We thought he was terrific last year. We were stunned and shocked, and we were just disgusted by all of the criticism that he received. We sent telegrams, and we were told just to F off. No, we weren't. I'm just kidding. But the fact is, I thought he was really funny, and I can't understand what the outrage. Doug, you remember last year, all of that outrage? Was that just, what was that?
Well, sir, listen, I think a lot of that, and I'm glad you brought that up. I think a lot of the so-called outrage about Ricky Gervais last year was a knee-jerk thing from the Hollywood foreign press and from, quite frankly, the American press to make sure that they were on the right side of some of these celebrities who might have had their feelings hurt. The first person to be heard from, Phil, last year after Ricky Gervais did what he did and said what he said was Robert Downey Jr. You know, he had a...
Well, he had some comments right when he came out on stage.
Yeah, and he also had some things to say afterwards. And I think there were a few others. And they wanted to make sure that they did not run afoul of Robert Downey Jr. They wanted to make sure they didn't run afoul of any important people, because the pecking order in Hollywood 1 year ago tonight, or 1 year ago this weekend anyway, Phil, the pecking order did not include Ricky Gervais. Here's the big difference. This year, it does. So this year, you got to be careful. If you want to say something about Ricky Gervais, I would suggest very strongly that you know, be as careful as you were last year, not wanting to piss off Robert Downey Jr. And I'll tell you this much. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been writing about entertainment in this town for a long time, and I do it from a very, very unblinkered perspective, Phil. I don't edit my thoughts. I don't edit my feelings. I don't edit the things I say. The gay man is a gay journalist, but I'm looking last year at all these guys falling all over themselves, not wanting to offend Robert Downey Jr. I was with you. I said Ricky Gervais did a great job. It was funny. It was funny. Every time he opened his mouth, it was funny.
Well, I mean, some of the stuff is now classic, to be honest with you. even the stuff that didn't make it onto the stage, the fact that he originally, I think, was going to come out in a Nazi uniform and say that he'd got it out of Mel Gibson's closet?
Yeah, he was going to, yeah, and they did not allow that in the show, and I probably they were right not allowing that in the show. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've got a pretty good sense for what they're going to allow in the show, what they're not going to allow in the show, but nonetheless, it was a well-earned and well-deserved shot at Mel Gibson, and I think it was a well-earned and well-deserved shot at some of the irresponsible behavior that Robert Downey Jr. has been engaged in sometimes in his life, even though he has, you know, he's pulled it together over the last few years. But I think we have to be able to laugh at ourselves, and I say us. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've never been involved in any drug problems, Phil, so I wouldn't put myself in that part of the Hollywood scene, but I would say that I will include myself in Us when Ricky Gervais takes shots at us.
All right, let's talk about the Golden Globes.
Well, there is one other thing that I wanted to mention before we do that, if we could.
Okay.
One other thing, and I mentioned it to Bud Dickman, and I wanted to talk, before we get into the Golden Globes, because it's very important. There are a lot of people that are going to be in limousines this weekend here in the Los Angeles area, and they are entertainers. They work in an industry. And here in our city, Phil, we have an industry that employs not just movie stars. It employs carpenters, technicians, electricians. It employs makeup people. It employs craft services people. It employs truck drivers. It employs stevedores, dock workers, people that handle equipment. It is an all-encompassing industry called the film and television industry.
Right.
And there are going to be a lot of people in limousines this weekend who deserve that limousine ride when they go to the Golden Globes Awards. A lot of them are going to be representing some of those technical people because they do give out technical awards as well as awards for the performance and producing. There's going to be a lot of people this weekend who will be in those limousines who've earned those limousine rides. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is over the last couple of weeks, I made some notes about a story that I'd done about 2 years ago. And I've got to hear Chip Saysburg, or Chick Saysburg, who's my night editor, wants me to do a story on these teenagers that are running limousines. And you're aware of that, right?
Yeah, teenagers that are renting limousines. You mean like for prom?
Well, as it turns out, you see a lot of kids that are renting limousines for all kinds of things. Either it's to prom, it's to homecoming, it's to, I dare say just to go get a pizza or just to have a date. But you see an awful lot of teenagers that are renting limousines and are doing that either with their own money or with the money of their parents. And I really think something's got to be said about it, Phil. In our city and all over America, there are performers, there are artists, people who are actors, actresses, who ride in limousines because that is a specific vehicle they need for their own security because of their notoriety. They need to be protected, and they also need to be noticed, I guess, if you want to put it that way, Phil, in a positive way. You don't want to see an actor in a AMC Hornet. You want to see an actor in a limousine. When you have teenage kids who are out in the world renting limousines, riding around in these things as if they somehow earned that, I think it's a disrespectful thing to see. It does not give, I think, the proper respect to a lot of very hardworking artists. It's also a lot of these kids that are trying to look like they're something. And
you're saying that these young people that rent limousines, whether they're teenagers or college,
well, it's mostly the teenagers.
They're trying to look like movie stars?
I think in their, I don't think they'd admit it, but I think deep down, I think subconsciously, they want to feel like there's something that belongs on a movie screen. I think it's disrespectful. And what I've done over the last couple of weeks, because what happened was Chick Saysburg said to me, if you're going to do this, I want you to write an article about it, because there were some people who'd called the night desk and had complained about me pulling these limousines over, and I don't pull them over, I just tell the driver, where are you guys pulling over? And or I ask him, he'll say, well, up here, I'll get out of the car. And
Wait. You're pulling over these limousines?
No, I'm not pulling them over. I'm asking, where are you guys going? And the driver will say, we're going up here to this store. I said, I want to talk to these young people. I'm a reporter. You know, I'm a gay man, a gay journalist for the Orange County Courier. I want to talk to some of these kids about the limousine. I'll get out now. And that's when I took to really just telling these kids how I felt.
So when you're not pulling the car over, you're waiting until the limousine comes to a stop and the kids get out.
Either they get out or they stay inside, because some of them, I guess, are worried they don't know what I'm going to do. And I tell them, I'm not going to hurt you. All I want to tell you is this. You're all out here tonight in your limousine trying to pretend like you're movie stars, whatever you're doing. You know that there's a whole community of movie stars that are driving limousines. You know, they need these limousines. They need these limousines for protection. They need these limousines for transportation. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been a part of the Hollywood scene myself since I've been an entertainment writer. I said, "Where? Why are you in a limousine?" And they'll say, "Well, we rented it because we wanted to go on our prom." I said, "That's fine, but this is not a car for you." I said, and I will tell them, because I feel very strongly, Phil, and I don't want to hurt the kids, but I'll tell them. I said, I'm very personally disgusted seeing a bunch of kids, teenage kids, sitting in a limousine. So I went back to the desk, and you feel better about yourself. And a chick said to me, "Well, look, we've gotten complaints." I said, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't give a damn. And he said, "Well, listen, write an article on it." I said, "Well, all right." And
well, there's a couple of things here I could ask you about, Doug. Number one, your philosophy or your belief that limousines are for movie stars aside, when you approach a limousine with young people in it and you're giving them this lecture, some people may think that that is a little dangerous kind of accosting of kids.
What do you mean accosting?
Well, they don't know who you are. I mean,
yes, they do. I tell them I'm Doug Danger with the Orange County Courier. I said, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist trying to find out why you're in that limousine.
Well, do you tell them that you're writing an article?
Yeah. And they tell me, and I said, well, I want to tell you what I think because I know movie stars and I know people that are TV stars, and you look ridiculous, and you should not be in this limousine because the limousine is for those people.
Well, look, they can rent whatever they want.
No, I know that. So don't tell me something I don't. I already know that. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist trying to say that this is, of course you can rent anything you want, but you can also look stupid doing a lot of things you want. And so that's my point. And I have started writing a series of articles. I'm going to write one article. Chick has told me that there was a complaint about parents, and I said I'll write one article, and I think that probably will explain my position on this. So that's going to be coming out Sunday before the Golden Globes.
Wow, I got to tell you something. I mean, I was going to talk about the Golden Globes with you, but I really want to stay on this topic, if you don't mind.
On the
topic of the limousine?
Well, that's fine, but I mean, I've said all I'm going to say about it.
Okay, but I've got a couple of questions, if you wouldn't mind hanging on, Doug. We are going to talk about the Golden Globes, but Doug Danger is with us. And in advance of the Golden Globes, limousines that are rented by the movie stars, the TV stars, and so on and so forth, they're also rented by teenagers, as you know, for proms, for dates, and so forth. Doug Danger, who writes for the Orange County Courier, has taken to pulling over or otherwise talking to the people riding in limousines and asking them, "What are you doing in there? You're not a movie star. You're just a kid. I'm disgusted by you." 877-876-PHIL is our number. I want to ask him some more questions about this. 877-876-7445 is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, online at philhendryshow.com with our streaming video. We are having a phone issue, folks. Right now, the phone system, or the software, I should say, the phone system may be working fine, but I cannot bring any phones up remote because the software is not working. We may have calls that can be answered perfectly well at our control room, but here on in our studio, we can't. Doug, I apologize for that.
Believe me when I tell you, I was not expecting taking phone calls. As I said to you, we're going to talk about the Golden Globe.
But more to the issue, if you don't mind, of this limousine.
Well, I mean, you can run your show any way you want. I think I've said all I wanted to say about the limousine situation. Simply this, if I don't know what phone calls you think you're going to get on this. I'm saying, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been writing about entertainment for a long time. And I'm saying to you that when a movie stars and TV stars ride in limousines, going to the Golden Globes, going to the Oscars, going to whatever, the People's Choice Awards, and by the way, Rihanna, your reaction to the People's Choice, if I may just say this, Phil.
Go ahead.
Rihanna's reaction to the People's Choice Awards. The People's Choice Awards, Rihanna, these are your fans and other fans voting for you. They're not members of the Academy. You act like the low-class, poor, untrained, unschooled girl that you are. You act like the young lady that came from no manners and no style, no grace, no tuition or education in how to handle yourself in public. You act every bit the rube that you are, Rihanna. I just thought I'd let you know that.
Well said. Well said.
Phil, those are the People's Choice Awards.
No, I absolutely agree. I've seen actors who have had far more class and grace, and they say, "But you know, I'm very grateful for this, and I'm very excited." I saw when one of the awards was given one year where the entire cast got up on stage and really had a great time, celebrated it with the fans. The fans were enjoying being in proximity with their favorite stars, so... You know,
I think it's a great time. It's a great opportunity for the fans to interact with the stars and vice versa. And you're absolutely right. I've seen artists and actors who enjoy doing that. So Rihanna, when she said, no, I'm going to go across the street and watch the Clippers, which I guess she probably knows about as much about basketball as I do. But Chris Paul's with the Clippers. So I don't know if you know this or not, Phil, but the Clippers are now the team, you know.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm a Laker fan. Always will be.
Well, me too. But I just thought you'd like to know that you're falling out of. Now, if you're not a Clipper fan, you're nowhere.
Oh well, that's just too bad, you know. Because one player, and even if they got Blake Griffin, I don't care who the Clippers have got. They suck as far as I'm concerned. I'm a Laker fan.
All right, so let me say this about the limousine thing. These kids that are in the limousines on a Saturday night or on a Friday night, they rent these limousines with their daddy's checkbook or their mama's credit card. They're riding around in a limousine with a driver that probably wishes he had, you know, adults in the back instead of a bunch of kids that are opening the sky, the sliding sky thing, and sticking their head up. And
you said you were familiar with limousines.
I am familiar with limousines.
When you say opening the sky thing,
the sky, nobody knows what it's, Phil. It's called.
It's the sunroof.
Well, what, do you own a limousine or something? I don't understand.
No, I don't own a limousine. I have a car with a sliding sunroof.
Oh, you have a car with a...
You know, Doug, what am I supposed to say? Am I supposed to apologize that I got a car with a sunroof?
No, don't apologize. That's fine. I mean, you're one of those people. I'm defending you. And
don't defend me. I'm not a movie star or a TV star. I'm just a working stiff, okay? And
yeah, sure, you're a working stiff with a Jaguar. Now,
let me tell you something, man. I earned everything I got, so don't give me that stuff, all right?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist trying to lay it down, not for you, I'm laying it down for the people listening, that when your kid is out there renting a limousine or putting a credit card down on a town car, they think they're a movie star, and I'm telling you right now they're not. And
well, no kid, I don't think the parents think that they've got movie stars there. I don't think the kids think they're movie stars. You know, so what really is the problem here?
The problem is, Phil, when you give these kids the opportunity to ride around a limousine and with the tinted windows, and they sit back like maybe they're John Jovi or that rock singer. What's the guy?
John Bon Jovi?
Yeah, I was trying to think of the guy that dumped Heather Locklear, but I didn't want to. I hope to God she's not listening, because I don't want to set her off or anything.
It wasn't John Bon Jovi that, quote, dumped her. I think it was Richie Sambora, and I think she dumped him. But nonetheless...
All right, well, whatever it is, I'd like to tell these parents that what you're doing is you're setting these kids up for a fall, because I'm going to, if I see them, I will say something.
Some parents may think that that's a little scary, Doug.
I'm not trying to scare anybody.
But, I mean, if you're walking up to a limousine full of kids and you're saying, hey, you have no right to be in this limousine... That don't you think that sounds, you know, if you were a parent, if you had kids, don't you think that would be a little scary?
I don't think if the person identified themselves and it was a well-lit area and it was an individual who, I don't look like a bum, Phil. I don't look like a homeless guy. I don't look like a psycho. I look like a professional, and I carry my laptop, and I have I've got my briefcase. And a lot of times I'm in the, I wear a hat that, is a normal hat. I wear I've got a pair of boots. They're UGG boots, and I wear it's one of those alpine hats that has a feather in it. So, in other words, I look like a reporter. And
you're wearing UGGs, and you have an L.
What are you laughing at?
I'm not, nothing. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. We'll see if the phones are working. I don't know, but we got Doug Danger with us as we talk about renting a limousine. You kids out there, you rent a limousine. You think you're a movie star? Well, Doug's going to set you straight. And you'll know him because he's wearing Ugg boots and an alpine hat with a feather in it. He looks just like any other normal guy going into Starbucks at night. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Be right back.
Phil Henry. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
World-famous Phil Henry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Tomorrow night we will be local in the city of Los Angeles, but you can join us on Phil TV and HD if you'd like and watch the show that way. Our number here, 877-876-PHIL, and on the line with me is a longtime contributor to our program, Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, and we've got a couple of people hanging on, Doug, that want to talk to you.
That was what I was going to say. I did not want to take phone calls on this issue because, I don't understand. Do you think there's something to debate here?
And, well, no. I suppose your method.
No, hold on for a minute. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm a professional journalist, and I'm talking about something I know about. I know about Hollywood. I know about limousines. I know about how the movie stars and the TV stars travel, and I see these kids in the limos as they ride around, and they look like a bunch of little punk kids. I'm not saying the kids are bad, but they look like a bunch of punk kids when they're in a limousine, and I think it's insulting to our great film stars and our great TV stars.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I still want to get to some phone calls here.
Well, that's fine if you want to, but I don't know what there is to discuss.
All right, let's find out. 877-876-PHIL. Go to, we do have Steve hanging on the line here. Steve, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me on.
Yes.
I've been listening on the way from home from work, and I'm an educated professional. And I was really trying to give this guy, reporter, a chance to make some sort of sense about what he was saying, and it really strikes me that he's trying to say that there's a sense of entitlement to movie stars to only be driving these limousines when children or teenagers should not be in them. And coming from a middle class family and having good values and being trained well to save money in the right way, it was a celebratory thing when we were in high school to get a limo for the prom. And we all pitched in, and it was a great thing. It was a sort of a rite of passage. And I don't understand why this journalist continues to... if I could finish, please.
I just didn't understand.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Why this journalist continues to browbeat these kids and tell them that they're not entitled to a limousine ride. He doesn't know what they're doing. He doesn't know what they have achieved in these moments. And frankly, him pulling over or trying to gain their attention and impose his ideals on children is quite bizarre. And the last point I'd like to make here is I don't understand why he's been on for, I don't know, approximately 20 minutes or so, and he's identified himself as a gay man and a gay journalist probably as many times as minutes he's been on the phone, and I don't see what that bearing has. Thank you very much.
Homophobia is your main issue, then you could have said that at the beginning and saved us your whole soliloquy about this and that. Your homophobia, I'm a gay man. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
That's great.
Okay.
Do I have to tell you my credentials every time?
No, you don't. I didn't ask you to, and you don't have to. That's what I do. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You can do whatever you want. When you say us, sir, I didn't know that you're speaking on behalf of some other people. Yeah, I'm here.
I'm guessing it's more than just me.
Mr. Henry, you've got a guy here that speaks for all your listeners.
All right, Doug, I think the sarcasm, I understand what the gentleman's saying, and I think maybe the better thing to do would be to explain.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? I don't know what I got to explain. To the point of the kids in the limousines, I think it's even more clear that you got these kids that are riding around. They think that they're whatever they think, you know, movie. You know, they think there's some kind of movie star, Bob, you know, whatever the hell. I don't know who these kid movie stars, who they like, you know, but they're out there, they're riding around, and they think they're in The Hangover.
Okay.
What?
Well, what's the point, man? I mean, if they're out there, they're riding around.
Because they're not movie stars. They're not movie stars, and they think they are.
I don't understand how you correlate movie stars to what type of vehicle you're driving. I'm driving a BMW right now. It's pretty fancy, and it's all paid off myself because I went to college and I went to school. Am I not?
Okay, but I mean, a movie star is not going to drive a paid-off BMW. A movie star is going to lease probably a Rolls Royce. So that's the difference.
And, well, come on, man. I mean, you know.
What, you know better?
Well, as a matter of fact, I was on a TV show with a guy whose name I will not mention, but he had a.
Go ahead, mention it.
No, I will not mention it. And he had a BMW SUV that he bought, and that's what he came to work in every day.
That's what he came to work in every day at the studio. I'm talking about going out in the world to an award show. And I'm just saying that the movie stars and the TV stars work very hard to have some punky little kid, excuse me for saying that, try to usurp that. And all I do, sir, you were saying it's bizarre. I mean, all I do is I get out of my car, I'm on my way into Starbucks, wherever, and I ask them to just stay in the car, and I'll ask them, what are you in this limousine for? I'd appreciate it very much if you'd get out of it and start, you know, acting who you are instead of who you think you are.
Well, that's weird.
You're imposing your ideals on teenage kids is odd, and I think you'd be hard-pressed to find people that are listening right now that don't think that your behavior is bizarre.
All right, but I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, sir, but I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm simply saying, you know, please stay where you are.
Then right there, please stay where you are. That's going to scare the average teenage kid who's just out to have a couple of laughs.
Well, out to have a couple of laughs while he humiliates some man driving home who's 50-something, who can't afford a limousine, whose life is a failure, who may be contemplating suicide, and he looks over and he sees some kid sticking his head out of the sky, out of that sunscreen or whatever the hell you called it, and now he said, now that really pushed him, and now he's decided he will go home and blow his brains out.
You shouldn't be a journalist. You should be writing scripts for movies.
Well, I don't know. I'll take that as the insult you intended, sir. I'm a gay man, and I know you don't like me saying it, but being a gay man...
I'm glad that you're in a society that is beginning to accept sexualities that they didn't in the past.
I'm a gay man and a gay... But I say that because it makes me a better reporter being gay, because I think I've got a sharper eye. And some guy who's 50, seeing some kid sticking his head out of their...
Yeah, okay, we got that.
As you being straight... Scared.
Huh?
I didn't come up with an analogy quick enough, but you're saying that you being a gay man makes you a better reporter. Jeez, how would you like it if somebody said being a straight man makes me a better reporter than you?
Well, it's not true. That's how I'd know.
Wow.
It's not true. Because being a gay man and having dealt with all the discrimination means I can pick through the horse dung quicker than the average straight guy who gets snowed under every day by all this bull crap.
Well,
again,
I've been an investigator my entire adult life. I've been through the police academy. I've been college educated. I think I can smell a rat when I see him as well. And I'll tell you what, if I was still in my former profession in law enforcement and I got a call to a McDonald's that you had flagged somebody over, I'd be looking at you quite heavily to see what your motive is and what your mental state is.
Well, that's because you come from a very limited environment where you don't understand the larger issues that are at work. Some kid riding around in a limousine, a guy who's 50 is going to go home and blow his brains out.
Where do I come from?
Wow. I mean...
Well, I better not say.
What does that mean, you better not say?
But, Mr. Henry, I don't have to... What is this? All of a sudden, the police interrogation? I'll say what I said. I just, you know, consider the source.
Well, I don't, you know, Doug, these little veiled comments, I'm going to let you go, by the way, Steve. Very good call, and I appreciate you calling us this evening.
Okay, thank you.
877-876-PHIL. These are rather veiled insults, I think.
No, they are not veiled insults. And if the gentleman is hung up, I will tell you, he sounded like he might have been that South Boston shanty thing, shanty Irish.
South Boston shanty Irish meaning what?
Well, what it means is exactly what I was saying when that gentleman is driving home in that car, and he's 55 years old, and his life is a ruin, his life is a wreck, his business is going under, and everything he's tried to accomplish, he has failed at. Now he's driving home to the apartment that he had to move into because his wife kicked him out, and he looks to his left, and he sees what? He sees a bunch of punky little kids sticking their heads out of the sunroof of a limousine, going, ee-ee-ee. Okay? And the first thing he thinks is, yep, thank you very much. You'd almost expect him to roll the window down and say, thank you, you just made my mind up for me. Heads home, swallows the barrel of a gun. I don't find anything funny of that.
I think that what you just outlined there is the strangest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Hold the phone here, man. Because
no, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Just because some kids are in a limousine and some guy who's failed in his business life and he sees them and he goes home and he blows his brains out, you think that means what? Don't rent limousines to kids.
I think the time has come when we get serious and start growing up around here and we let people rent limousines who deserve them and keep these kids on a short leash until they're old enough to understand what the good life really is, as opposed to pretending like they're some kind of a big deal. I can't get the words out that I want to say.
And what does that mean, you can't get the words out you want to say?
What is the name of some young actor that's got...
Jonah Hill, there.
Who?
Jonah Hill!
I don't know who he is.
Moneyball!
Oh, that sucked.
All right, Doug, hang on the line here. We got to take a break. 877, he wants the name of a young actor. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier on kids in limousines. The Golden Globes are up. Movie stars belong in limousines, not teenagers. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our news and information hour will be coming up toward the end of the show, and you can dial us up at philhendryshow.com if you want to watch the Phil TV and HD video cast of our show. You can watch us performing this every night, and join us over there with a backstage pass for all of our downloads as well. We have Doug Danger on the line, talking about the Golden Globes that are coming up. We were discussing Ricky Gervais, who we're very happy to see back as the host.
I think it's important, too, because official Hollywood last year reacted. They blew it. They blew it big. They came out saying that Ricky Gervais was insulting and this and that, and he won't be back. And whoever the reporters are out there that reported that Ricky Gervais was bad last year, if I were you, I'd stay home. I wouldn't show my ugly mug anywhere around the Golden Globes because you blew it, and you blew it bad. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm telling you straight. I was on the right side of this one. I knew Ricky Gervais hit the ball out of the park last year, and I told everybody as I was walking out of that place, Ricky Gervais smoked it right out of the ballpark, man. I mean, it was a screaming line, frozen rope shot out over center field, right into the Union 76 station if it was Dodger Stadium. And I'll tell you right now, he hit that ball so hard that it could have gone right through one of those gas pumps out there, and there could have been multiple deaths if it had been a home run. So that's how good he was. Now, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, if I called that right, and I see some kid in a limousine running around town, driving the driver nuts, wanting to pull over to, you know, pee on a lamppost or something, or throw up, sticking his head out of the sunroof, and pretending like he's Marlon Brando, you know.
Well, Marlon Brando, I doubt, in his even in his most reckless youth, did anything like that.
In a limousine? Probably did. They all think they're, you know, they all think they're James Dean or something like that. So I pull the car over, and I will tell them, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. It's none of my business, but you can see I'm a reporter. And you kids have got no business acting like you're all this, because you ain't none of that. And all of these movie stars, these are the people that need these limos.
All right, Doug. 877-876-PHIL. Let's get to some phone calls here. And we're talking with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, about the limousine riding of teenagers opposed to movie stars, I guess. Here's Patrick on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hi. I have one, it's like main question. You continuously say you are a gay man and a gay reporter. That has nothing to do with anything. That's great. That's your lifestyle. That's whatever. And then you
it's
go
free
and
speech. Isn't this free speech?
And it is.
It's free speech, right?
Free speech. I have.
Okay. Then in free speech, you get to say what you want to say.
Yes.
I'm not using a four-letter word. I'm not talking about sex. I'm not talking. I just said that's what I am.
Of.
You need a new phone.
Doug, will you let me handle that, please? Go ahead, sir.
No, he needs a new phone. I think you lost him. At that cheap phone. Here's something you need, folks. When you call a talk show and you've got a lot to say, make sure you got a phone that you didn't buy off a kiosk someplace in the mall, or you didn't buy off some guy who just happened to have it in the trunk of his car, because you got a lot to say. You want a phone that's going to help you do that. And that guy...
All right, we got it, Doug. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Here is... John. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how's it going? I'm a gay man, not
yes,
a gay journalist. And I really find the whole...
Why don't you say you're not a gay journalist? Why don't you say what you are? You're a gay man and a what? Retired? Gay man and
no,
retired?
No. Actually, I'm a retail manager. But
you're a gay man and a gay retail manager.
Sure. Well, but the gay has nothing to do
with
it.
Look, Doug, you say it's free speech, so you say that, and this gentleman can say what he wants to say.
But, you
know,
the whole limo thing, you know, when I was in high school, my best friend and I took our money for the prom night, rented a limo, took our girls, had a wonderful time, and if somebody had, like, pulled us over and said, you have no right to be in a limo, I would have thought that person needed to be in a mental institution.
What are you doing in a limousine? I don't understand that. Those are cars that are meant for movie stars.
Why are they meant for movie stars? What are you talking about?
I don't understand what you mean.
They're not meant for movie stars. They're meant for everyone.
Huh?
They're meant to make a night special. And if you had...
Originally, they were for movie stars that were going to the Academy Awards.
If you had come up to us on prom night and gave us your little spiel about how you're a gay man and a gay journalist and we don't have any right to be in a limousine, I would have thought you needed to be in a mental institution. I would have felt sorry for you.
Well, I would have felt sorry for you, sir, because you would not be listening to the voice of reason. While you sit in that limousine.
Oh,
First of all, if you're a gay man, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm telling you.
Okay,
you say
Scott and I worked. We saved money. We wanted to make our prom night special.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is you can make the prom night special if you get your dad's car or
no,
your mom's
no, no,
car.
No, stop.
But
we're
you're
not
going in a limo,
car.
Which is intended
no, hey,
for the Golden
speech,
Award.
Hold on. Let the man talk.
Free speech, okay?
Yeah, but you don't like me saying I'm gay.
No, I'm gay.
He doesn't care.
Scott and I worked. We saved our money. We wanted
you
to
keep saying the name Scott,
special.
Which sounds phony, and it sounds like your call's phony when you keep saying
Scott and I. This is
who cares monster, what his name is? Who cares what his name is?
Okay, we saved
Scott
our
and
money.
I. You got
we
a nice stereotypical gay name there, man.
Limousine.
Scott sounds good.
Hey, listen, I'm going to hang up on both of you guys. Shut up, Doug, and let this
shut
man
up,
finish.
Doug.
You told me to shut up.
We
you told me to shut
money.
Up.
Yes, I told you to shut up.
We saved our money. We rented a limousine to make the night special.
You and who? Scott?
Me and Scott.
Okay,
yes.
Man.
So, why do you have such a problem?
I already told you. And why do you keep repeating this story that you already told?
Why do you keep repeating you're a gay man and a gay journalist?
I thought you didn't have a problem with that.
I don't.
I thought you didn't have a problem with that. Well, then why do you ask me about it?
Well, because you keep repeating it. You ask me why I keep repeating things. Why do you keep repeating things?
Look, dude. Why don't you go back and practice
your
lisp?
Do you have a problem with
and,
gay people?
What?
You have the problem with gay people. You're mocking them with the whole Scott and I thing.
No. No, this is...
Wait. We're way off base here, okay?
I question this guy's gay. I question the whole gay. Are you gay?
Yes, he's gay, and we're going to take him at his word just as we do you, Doug, and we're not going to insult people that way. And if you want to say you're a gay man and a gay journalist, you do that. This gentleman is saying what he did. I want you, gentlemen, I want you, Doug, to stick to the limousine story.
Yeah, we were.
I said it a million different ways that a limousine is for movie stars and rich people, not for this guy and his beard to go out. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I just think you're ridiculous.
Sir. Mr. Henry, you find this funny, huh?
Yeah, you're funny.
Yeah, you're ridiculous.
You're funny.
I'm ridiculous. Why? Because I don't like... I know lots of movie stars.
You know...
I guess that makes me... You know what?
I don't know lots, but I've encountered a few in my days, okay?
Okay, and they would be very resentful of you hogging up the limos.
Not as many as you, of course. Because I'm nowhere near as fabulous as you, of course.
There's something wrong with this guy. Fabulous. All that stuff.
Okay, Doug. You know, you're a real insult. Thank you very, very much, sir. I appreciate your call, John. 877-876-PHIL. We'll take a break. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, Doug Danger, limousines, Golden Globes, you name it, baby. We got it on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Scott and I.
Phil Henry.
And then we... Scott and I...